Hi folks, on VI Talk, it's Contrary Tan here. I just wanted to contribute or comment to Jenny's post on Facebook photos or things on Facebook. I really feel for you, Jenny. It's I have some sight, I'm not totally blind, but I do feel for you. It's not great if you can't see something and somebody isn't telling you what it is. It's a lot of it's ignorance and people take their sight for granted. I know I post pictures and photos sometimes and don't always say what they are. If people want, just as a side issue, if anyone who is one of my Facebook friends, if you want me to describe something I've posted or picture, just let me know and I will more than happy describe what a fit photograph if I can. There's some things I can't always do, but just because of there's too much information within the photograph or, you know, I can't always see behind some text or something, you know. Even I have limitations, but if anyone wants me to do that, let me know in future. So, as far as you're concerned, Jenny, you say that this is a social group. Now, I don't know whether it's got a status, like a charitable status or an organisational status of some sort. My thoughts would be that it kind of possibly falls within the Accessibility Equality Act in a sense of, or Discrimination Act, the DDA, or previously the DDA, on accessibility, because if somebody's advertising an event and it's not in the format you can see, then you have right, I think, to ask for it to be in something accessible. If it's a social group, because in a sense, if they're not telling you what it is, you've got no access to it, to those events. Now, I don't know whether your sister, I don't think you said whether your sister eventually did read out that information. That's fine, but she can't be there all the time while she's away on holiday. And you can put this out when you next go and say, or ask someone else who is more willing within that group, if somebody posts something to read stuff out for you, that's been said, or email you, or even ask the woman to email that information to you before she posts it on Facebook. What often happens, you see, is that picture isn't a picture, it's a list of events. It's probably put in some kind of document and then stuck on a copied into a Facebook post, I suppose. That's probably how it works. And they've done it through, I suppose, PowerPoint, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures. I can't say how it's been done. She might think, oh, that's fine, everybody will see that. But for you, it isn't helpful. And VoiceOver doesn't read it out. Easy, because you could do even, is to ring you up and say, these are the events, and I'll ring them out to you. Honestly, it's almost like too much trouble to read something out. It takes no issue. I mean, it's a list of events. I don't know how long those events are, a month in advance or a week, weekly, or what is it? And if there's anybody else in that social group who would be prepared to tell you what's been listed, that would be great. But even if it's just a phone call, you know, and if they don't want to read everything out, just say, well, I want to do something on a particular day or there's something of interest to me, you know. It's clearly wrong. I mean, that's my thoughts on the issue. My only other thought is that maybe because she had already, in a sense, done the list, she didn't want to do it again in a different format for you. She didn't want to do it twice for you, because she'd kind of already done it, say, as a PowerPoint or whatever it was originally, in order to post on Facebook, thinking that everybody would be able to see it. Yeah, I do agree that is pretty not very thoughtful of her, but also it's, I can see why she did the way she did it, and obviously thinking she'd make her work less difficult, but that's the way people do things, and I hope that are my thoughts anyway. I would, if it was me, if I had, I was totally blind and wanted to know what events they were, I might say to somebody, could you possibly email that information to me about what events there are? because email might even read it better than the Facebook thing might. It could be just Facebook's fault that doesn't read stuff. Not just voiceover, it could be Facebook even, or anything. Or I would sort of ask somebody, if for instance, for whatever reason, you know, it's a small group and there isn't, you know, it wouldn't be fair of them to have, maybe you're not have enough resources to do anything that's more accessible to you. Ask if somebody would be willing, if there's future events, to read that out to you, or phone you up and tell you what those events are in advance so you can decide what you can do. That must be my thoughts anyway. Rather than having to rely on a member of your family who may be doing other things, you know, and I'd say again, point that out to them. Say, look, you know, if you were in my position and you had to ask for help to read something, would you be constantly asking a member of your family to do it when they could be elsewhere, abroad or anything? What would you do? And it's information that you need, you know, that people don't think and they're ignorant. But I hope that helps somewhat. And maybe other people come up with more intelligent answers than me, so I hope that helps. It's contrary tan here. So I hope, Jenny, that will help you. Bye for now.